Hello, everyone. Welcome. So lovely to be and to recognize. To recognize myself, I recognize myself as this borderless presence. This recognition is effortless. We are always invited to this recognition. In this recognition, there is peace because there is no separation, there is no separate self. Everything is myself. There is no opposition. Because any opposition would mean opposing myself. What for? So in this moment, we don't need the past. We don't need our stories or our history. We don't need to define ourselves via the body mind. So we can meet freshly to be this innocent presence, which is not in time, which does not know personal problems, because personal problems belong to me, and this me is in the past. It's an imaginary person, a storyline which is made out of memories and beliefs. But in presence, there is freedom. There is openness. There is innocence and availability without any fear, without any personal self, without any personal concerns. So there is no need to carry on dead corpses, old stories. There's no need to repeat the past over and over, veiling this borderless presence. So for now, we experience ourselves as this borderless awareness, not as a father, a mother, a son, or a daughter. Can we do that? Can we let go, just for now, of our history, of our story, of our identity, which belong to the body-mind? But we don't need to carry on. We don't need that in this moment. In the absence of the past and the future, in the absence of the old mind, repetitive mind, there is presence. The source, formless awareness, that which you are. And this formless awareness does not know unhappiness. It does not know the sense of lack. It does not know getting hurt. It does not know fear or envy. It does not know greed. It does not know being unloved or abandoned. All of that belongs to the past, that which you refer to as the mind, the conditioned aspect. So you can come to your freedom, not your freedom as a person, but the recognition of your true self as this freedom, this formless reality, the only reality there is. And in knowing yourself as this reality, there is no sorrow. There is no entity, no personal entity. So when you investigate the root cause of sorrow, you find an illusory personal self to which you give importance. Believing in a separate personal consciousness is separation. The sense of isolation separation from love, separation from peace, which is causeless, separation from the wholeness, from the plenitude, separation from health and wealth, separation from being. But there is no power to any belief outside the power you give it via your reckless habit of going back over and over to the me narrative, seemingly entertaining yourself with the me narrative, me and him, me and her, us and them. What happened to me? What did they do to me? Why is this happening to me? The more you hold on to this me narrative, the deeper your angst. But you are not limited by that which you perceive. You are not defined by the world, body, mind that you perceive. Awareness, consciousness is not tainted or stained by its creation. The screen is not affected by the images which appears within it. But habitually, we keep running and rerunning the old narratives. Your freedom is available to you in letting go of these patterns, because you are capable of turning your attention to presence. The inner stillness, the silence, that which is unmoved, which is the awareness that you are. Rather than continuing to repeat the old, sorrow does not belong to you. It belongs to the illusory self. So you're invited to make this choice. The choice of recognizing yourself as this formless aware presence, or identify yourself with the body mind. One choice reveals your freedom, and the other, the illusion of separation. So, if you have any questions, anything that you would like to explore, please make sure to unmute yourself.